Columns are sprouting, highways are being rerouted, and displaced drivers, well, they're fuming. The Horseshoe Project to remake part of downtown Dallas's highway system is taking shape, and the pain is designed to eventually bring relief. If you've driven north on Interstate 35 from Oak Cliff, you know what awaits you as you approach downtown Dallas. A juggernaut of crisscrossing entrance and exit ramps that feed into Interstate 30, where the two highways meet. It's not so lovingly called the Mixmaster. The $800 million effort to replace portions of Mixmaster roadways and expand others is already underway. It's called the Horseshoe Project because of the U-shape the roads form when they meet. Spokesperson Katrina Key says some old pavement and supports are crumbling.
The area over here has about 37 bridges. And many of them were built in the 1930s and 1950s and are deteriorating. So we are going to repair some and also build some new bridges.
Another goal, less gridlock. Contractors are building additional lanes. At the widest point, there will be 23 lanes. He says for the most part, construction won't close big sections of the roadway because new lanes are being built outside the existing ones.
We have some lane closures at night and things there, but it's not going to be two lanes shut down for 6 months or 12 months. It's really just more traffic switches that we're going to shift into different lanes while we're doing construction.
One of the biggest benefits may be the new north-south connections. Bob Stevens is with Pegasus Link Contractors, the group building the Horseshoe.
Currently, if you were to travel from the south side of the river, you would have to get onto the interstates and merge into traffic in order to get into downtown and get stuck in traffic. At the end of this project, we'll actually have connections where local citizens on this side can get into Dallas without jumping onto the major interstates.
The Horseshoe is scheduled for completion in 3 years. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.